Decommissioning. Shoftim chapter 4 with your permission. ויוסיפו בני ישראל לעשות הרע בני השם ויהוד מת. תודה שפט ולרן last week his name was אהוד בן גרה. And this what Shmuel הנביא writes that he wrote ספר שופטים, the sense he was the same pattern. And the Shafet was alive and he ruled, Am Israel was better. Immediately the judge, the Shafet died, Am Israel went back. And mainly what they used to do is Avodah Zarah and get married to the Goyot in Eretz Israel. In Karem Hashem Biyad Yavin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sold them in the hands of Yavin Melech Nan, Asher Malach V'Chatzor, that his base was in Chatzor, V'Sar Tzvaro, his chief of staff was Sisra. והוא יושב בחרושת הגויים. וסיסרא is dwelling את חרושת הגויים, ויבין מאוד עם חצור. ויצחקו לישראל אל השם, עם ישראל זכים את הקדוש ברוך הוא, 900 רכב ברזלו. They heard that he has 900 carriages, a chariot. והוא לחץ את בני ישראל בחוזקה 20 שנה. וסיסרא and Yavin were able to push and squeeze Am Yisrael for 20 years. Udvora Yisha Nevi'ah Yishet Lapidot. So here in Navi, Shmuel Navi is writing that the new Shofet was a lady. Even though this halakha, that the lady is not allowed to take any positions. Rambam writes halacha that a lady is not allowed to be a mayor of a city, neither a governor, or not to be a prime minister. One of the reasons the Gemara says, and this is why a lady is also pasul le'edut, a lady is not to be believed in court. According to the Jewish law, a lady comes and tells something, the judge does not accept her witness. And the reason is, says the Midrash, because a punishment to Chava Imenu, that she was able to convince Adam HaRishon to eat from Mesadat, as well not to obey HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command and eat from Mesadat, since she was the first human being on earth that disobeyed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command, we took away her trust. Not only that, the Gemara says she, Chavayimenu, was the cause of death to universe, and the cause of all the losses that people have in universe because she disobeyed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command in Chief of Mitzvah. As a punishment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Midrash not to appoint a lady to any position, neither to believe her being a witness, whatever she says. Here, this is mainly the first lady and the only lady that was a judge to Am Yisrael. She was a prophet, but the Gemara said there were other prophets, ladies, in the history of Am Yisrael. The Gemara said 7 ladies were prophets. Dvorah is one of them. But to be a judge and to rule Am Yisrael, that's the only lady ever. The second one was Golda Meir. But since Dvorah Neviah was no lady in a position to rule Am Yisrael. Of course the question is, what kind of a job Am Yisrael accepted? Of course she was a holy lady and she was a prophet. There was another prophet living at the time, his name was Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohenet, he was the Kohenet with... Forgive me. שכחתי ללכת לישון. היא כל כך עסוק היום. אם אני אזכור ללכת לישון. תצטרך להזכיר לי. So Am Yisrael did accept this lady to be a judge, and it's not because she was a prophet. The Navi says she was a prophet, but Am Yisrael did accept her as a judge, even though there were other people probably in Am Yisrael that were able maybe to judge. Am Yisrael chose her to be the judge. Again, a lady is not really have the right to be a judge, and whatever a lady says, you don't have to accept. Again, the Gemara says, Isha psula ladum psula ledut. The lady is not kosher not to be a judge and not to be a witness. So I'm saying what it means, I mean, Isha nevi ha'eshet lapidot, he shoftat Israel ba'et ha'ir, it's sentence 4. It means she did not accept this position by a will, I think she wanted it. Am Yisrael begged her so much. And then Am Yisrael said, we would like you to make a decision for us. Of course, we don't have to accept her decision, your decision, but we would like you to hear your opinion. And she had the power to convince Am Yisrael with all the trials and the arguments Am Yisrael had. Zora was able to judge Am Yisrael and to make decisions for Am Yisrael. And she was called the judge. It's the book of Judges, and that's the only lady they judged ever in our generation. Never ever was a lady as a principal or as a governor or as the prime minister the way the Zora was. She was the judge. She was sitting under a date tree. Ben Aramah Oven Betel Be'ar Ephraim, she was sitting in the territory of Ephraim, by Elul Elav Nisra Mishpat. So Am Yisrael used to climb and go to her for trials. Again, this is not a question, but why do you have to know this? I mean, it's not something that you need for the story that we're going to learn, that she was the judge and she was sitting under a tree. And Am Yisrael used to climb and ask her to judge between among themselves. Really, it's not important for the story. The story is that she was the holy lady, and maybe that's enough for the story that we're going to learn. But Shmuel HaNevi writes that she was a Neviah, she was a prophet as well as a judge, and Am Yisrael did accept whatever she said. So most of the Chachamim say that this was her husband. And she used to be living by herself at Har Ephraim, Ben Ramah Ben Betel, between the city Ramah and Betel. But her husband was from Shevet Naphtali, and he was living by himself at Kedesh. Kedesh is a city at the territory of Naphtali. So she sent somebody to call Barak ben Avinoam, meaning this is her husband, to come to her. So the Gemara said that Barak ben Avinoam, this guy really was Amaret, the Gemara said. It was nothing. She was the dominant power in the family, and she was the judge. And the husband was just living by himself at Kedesh. The Gemara says that she, Dvorah, used to make those wicks for Beit HaMikdash, and he was a real, very simple person, and she used to tell him, you're not Janeb Olam Haba, you don't study Torah, you don't know what's going on with you. And she said, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a messenger boy, we'll call him a FedEx. You're going to take the wicks, and you bring it to Beit HaMikdash. And this will be your zechut, I'll make special wicks. The Gemara said she used to know a special way how to make wicks. So the menorah and Beit HaMikdash used to make the wicks, and he was a messenger boy. He used to go all the way up to Beit HaMikdash, give the wicks, and go back to his place. But he used to dwell in Kedesh, in the territory of Tamsuri, and this was his job, carrying wicks to Beit HaMikdash. And here she's sending a messenger to call him to come to her. She tells him, I have a prophecy to tell you. Alot Tziva Hashem Elokei Yisrael, I have a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lech u'mashachta be'ar Tabor, you go to the mountain it's called Tabor. It's all the way up north in Eretz Yisrael. Ve'lakachta imcha 10,000 ish v'bnei Naphtali v'bnei Zvulun. You should take with you 10,000 people. But only from two tribes. Even though at the time Am Yisrael lived in Eretz Yisrael, there were 10 tribes in Eretz Yisrael. 9.5. Nevertheless, he tells him, I have a prophecy. You may take 10,000 people, you should take 10,000 people, but only from two tribes. Naphtali and Zvulun do not take from anybody else. Even though that we do know that Yehudah, for example, was the bravest one, and God as well that he was not in Eretz Yisrael at the time, but not far from there, he can cross right away. Nevertheless, the Torah says she has a prophecy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that she take only 10,000, not more than 10,000, and the 10,000 soldiers should come from those two tribes only. This is the prophecy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm going to pull over to you El Nachal Kishon, to the river it's called Kishon, and Sisra, Sarsra Yavin. Sisra, the chief staff of the army of Yavin, the Tishbomet Amono, is 900 chariots and all his soldiers. And you're going to just kill him and all his army. Barak told her, if you're going to go along with him, with me, I'm going. If you're not going to come along, I'm not going. Well, still it's his wife. I don't know why he has to threaten her. So the Mevashim says the meaning is that he felt that Amitra will not trust him. And if she is going to go along with him, then it's going to give him like a big back and everybody will trust him. But otherwise, he's not going. ותאמר הלוך אלך עמך, שיאנסת אם I'm going to go along with you. But אפס, כי לא תהיה תפארתך על הדרך אשר אתה הולך. It's not going to be something so beautiful for yourself. The glory is not going to be yours. כי ביד אישה, with the hand of a wife, a lady, ימכור הקדוש השם את סיסרא. And says, הקדוש ברוך הוא is going to sell סיסרא in the hand of a wife. It's a true explanation. That explanation means that everybody will say that's because of me, not because of you. So, what's wrong with this? And he's not looking to have any respect. He's not a pride person. He's a very humble person. The Midrash says that he had another name, Michael, Barak, Michael, Lapidot. He has three names. He says he was very humble. Then his wife comes over to him and says, listen, I'm going to go with you, but if I'm going to go with you, nobody's going to respect you. Nobody's going to say, because of a wife, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sold Sisra. So, because of a wife. So, what she's trying to tell him? What difference does it make? I says he doesn't need any respect. He's not looking to have any respect in his position. He's a simple person. He's very humble. His job is to bring wicks to Beit HaMikdash. So what he's telling him is, if you're not going to go by yourself, you should know everybody's going to make a joke, he's going to laugh at you, nobody's going to respect you. He says, I don't need respect anyway. What kind of an answer is this? Is your husband asking you to go along with him? You don't tell him, if I go along with you, you're not going to have any respect. I don't need respect. You are the prophet. You're telling me the prophecy. You're telling me that I have to go along with you. I'm going along with you. She said, if I go with you, you're not going to have any glory. I don't need glory. Listen, I don't need glory. She got up and she went along with him to the place Kadesh. Kadesh, again, this is in the territory of Naphtali. This is the place that Barak used to dwell. Yazik Barak is Mohammed Naphtali. He called up the two tribes within Naphtali, Kecha, to the city that he dwelt. This is the center of this territory of Naphtali. Bayal Beraglav Azetar Tayish, he took along with him 10,000 people. Matalim Odvora. She came along with him. Before she went to the but now it means after he drafted 10,000 people, she's coming along. She doesn't mean like this. The Chedera Kinin Yifrad Mikayim. So what it means is, the explanation of that sentence is that the guy's name is Chever. That's his name, Chever, Mr. Chever. He, Mr. Chever, he is Keni. Keni means that he is from the children of Yitro. Nifrat Mikayim, he took off from the family of Kain, it means from the family of Yitro, Mibnei Chovah Poten Moshe, from the children of Chovah, this is Yitro, Poten Moshe, means a person decided to separate himself from the rest of the family. Bayeto Holo, he decided to take and put his tent at Elon Betzananim. It's a place that's called Elon Tzananim. It's like a valley of Tzananim. Asherot Kedesh, next to Kedesh. It's like this. Next to Kedesh, was a valley, and his name, the guy's name Heber, he decided to separate himself from his society. He is not a Jew, he is a convert Jew. And this convert Jew decided to live by himself, and he put his tent next to that place, and he's living over there by himself with his wife. And you know, they told Sisra, Ki Allah Barak ben Avinu Amar Tavor. Barak climbed the mountain of Tavor, and when they told Sisra that Barak is on the top of the mountain. ויזיק סיסרא את כל רכבות 900 רכב ברזל. סיסרא קולד 900 צ'ריאט. ואת כל העם אשר איתו, נקרא לזה, זה about few million people. מחרושת הגויים, from the place את כל חרושת הגויים, אל נחל קישון, all the way up to the river את כל קישון. פתאום הדבורה אל ברק, הדבורה heard, or she saw in the prophecy that Sisra is coming. She told Barak, her husband, Kum, Ki zeh hayom asher natan Hashem et Sisra b'yadecha. This is the day that Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to give Sisra in your hand. Alo Hashem et alfanecha, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is in front of you. Ve'yered Barak me'ar tavo v'sach zim isha harav. Barak came down, v'mar tavo, and he has 10,000 people. V'yoham, ויהום השם את ארץ ישראל, את כל הרכב, את כל המחנה לפי חירים בפני ברק. זה נביא זה, זה הקדוש ברוך הוא סקרץ ישראל. זה מדבר על זה, זה הקדוש ברוך הוא שוט ישראל, a flying sword, flying after him. And he was so scared, וירץ ישראל מעל המצבה, he himself got off the chariot, he from his carriage, ויהנוס ברגליו, he's running with his feet away because he saw the sword chasing him. ברק רדף אחרי הרכב, אחרי המחנה, ברק started to chase the chariot in the whole camp, על חרושת הגויים, until the place that Sisra used to dwell, and this was the main office, or the main army office that Sisra used to sit, ויפול כל מחנה ישראל לפני חרב לא נשאר עד אחד. It says he killed everybody. Not even one person was alive, he was able to kill the whole army. The Midrash says few million people. In the meantime, Sisra is running for his life. He's coming to a tent. Says in the tent, he finds a lady. Her name is Yael. She is the wife of this person, Heber, that we learned before, that he separated himself from the group, from the society of Keni, and is living with his wife in a tent. And Sisra is running towards the tent, and he wants to enter the tent. Says the reason why he's running to the direction of the tent, Ki Shalom ben Yemim Elchato ben Chever ben Bet Chever Rakenim. The Midrash was a peace, was a very good relationship between the king of Chatzor and between that person that his name is Chever Rakenim. Therefore, Israel, that was the chief of staff, is hoping that he'll find a place to hide from Barak that's chasing him. But the day I cut Israel, the other man is in front of him, but Tomer Lab Surah, Adonis Surah, Eli Al-Tirah, says, come inside the tent, don't be afraid. So I'm at the story with the children of this guy, in Baghdad. He says, come inside, don't be afraid. Yassur Elea, O Elea, Bat Chassir, Bat Smichai, came inside. But Tomer Elea, Ashkin, Amat Maim, Kitameti, he wants to drink, but Yiftach et Nehuz Al-Khalav, Bat Ashkib, Bat Chassir, she gave him to drink milk. Yomer Elea, Amot Petach Orel, he tells her, please stand outside next to the entrance of the tent. Bayayim Ishavo, if a person is going to come, who sheelech, Tamar Yesh Po Ishva Matayim, someone's going to ask you, is anybody in the tent? He says, no, nobody's in the tent. So after that, he drank the milk and he was very tired. So then he was, Tikach Yered Ishchavah Yetela Orel, Vatatim Tavakir Biyadash, he took a piece that you stick in the ground to hold the tent, and she's holding it in her hand. Matavo Elav Balat. She came very close quietly to him, but Itkata Yed Berakadosh, she stuck the piece of metal in his head. But it's not Baaret. Says the piece fell. Vunidam Bayav Bayamut. So he was asleep, and he died. But he never had Rodefet Yisrael. ברק את צ'יצינג ספרה ותציע לקראתו יעל כמעט וציין ותאמר לו הולך להעריק את איש שאתה מבקש. If you're looking for somebody, I'm going to show you the person that you're looking for. ויבוא אליה, he came inside the tent ברק, והנה סרן נופל מת ברק אצל ברק אדור. He sees Sisera dying, and the piece of metal in his head. ויחנה אלוקים ביום הראשון מהשנאה לפני בני ישראל. It says not only he died, at the same moment, at the same time, says the Midrash, that's the explanation of this pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just decided to take an angel, that angel represents the king of Yavim Melech Na'an, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayachna Elohim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him to give up, and says that angel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushed him down from the committee upstairs, from the senate of all the angels upstairs, לפני בני ישראל, in front of Am Yisrael. ותלך יד בני ישראל הלוך וקשה, עם ישראל, the head of Am Yisrael was very tough על יבים מלך נען, the one is still alive downstairs, עד אשר יחיץ דבים מלך נען, then we were able, Am Yisrael were able to kill this guy, יבים מלך נען. So the story, just this is in a few words, the story is that it was a guy, Sisera, and Am Yisrael killed him. Of course, it's not just a story that we read in the Navi, because it's really, it's not important. Well, it's really for us, it's not important what happened those days. It's really irrelevant because it was a war and it was the guy Sisera and the Barak is chasing him. The whole thing sounds like a miracle, of course. It's only 10,000 people chasing millions of soldiers. But for what? What's the purpose of writing such a thing? And this is really the whole story that we have about Vora. That this is, even though she was a judge, for a very long time, but this is what she was able to accomplish. And then the Navi, if you skip, just the last pasuk of chapter 5, so this is Shira Dvora, maybe you learn it next week, B'zat Hashem. The last pasuk of chapter 5, it says, V'tishkot ha'aret 40 shana. So the Shmuel Navi writes it, that 40 years, after this war, Eretz Israel was quiet. There was no war and nobody from the Goyim was able to fight on Israel or to overcome on Israel to rule them. So she had a tremendous power by killing these guys, that the land was quiet. What it means is the Goyim that were around us and the Goyim that lived still in Eretz Israel lived us alone for 40 years. What it means, it's a very big, tremendous power what she had. The question is, what is really the secret behind this girl, the Vora? Again, not only the secret about this Vora, we want to know what is the power that she has to judge on Israel. Of course, it's a lady. And again, as we said before, a lady is not allowed to be a judge, neither to be a witness. And here, not she's a witness and not she's a judge, she's able to take all of Israel and win such a war with nobody. The Gemara in the Medrash says that in her prophecy when she tells her husband Barak to go and draft 10,000 people, she tells to draft people only from Naphtali and Zvulun. The Medrash says the reason for that is when you have an army, you need big schuyot for the soldiers to win the war. And from all of Israel, she decided to take those two tribes. Says the Medrash, those two tribes had a tremendous zechut. Not their own zechut, maybe, but the zechut of the great-grandparents. And says Naphtali, says the Midrash, served Yaakov Avinu, mainly, says the Midrash, because he was able to run back and forth very quickly. And in one of the times, it was even after Yaakov Avinu died, and Esav came to Marat HaMachpelah, and he demanded to see a piece of paper, the deed, that Yaakov has the right to be buried in Marat HaMachpelah. And they didn't have the deed was left in the safe in Mitzrayim in Egypt, and Naphtali ran to Egypt to bring it. He didn't have to bring it at the end, by the time he came back, Esav was dead. But nevertheless, he was one that was able to serve his father very well. Not only at that time, they say also when they came from Mitzrayim, he was running towards Serach Bat Asher, and towards Serach Bat Asher to tell Yaakov that Yosef is alive. The Midrash that Naphtali has his zechut, this tribe has his zechut, that his great-grandfather, Mr. Naphtali, served Yaakov Avinu. Zevulun, says the Midrash, had his zechut that he was helping his brother Issachar, that was studying all the time, to be able to pay his bills. The Midrash said the prophecy was that you don't go to a war against these guys, Sisra, because you have very good army. So here we need a trick. He says the trick is we're going to take soldiers only from those two tribes that they have a big zechut. Either kibud avayim, this is to respect your father, this was Naftali, or to help your brother. And this is Zvulun that helps his brother. He says those are the two things that are going to win this war. And of course, this is really what Mr. Barak, her husband, when he hears such a thing, that he should go and draft only from those two tribes, he's scared a little bit. And the reason he's scared is right, because we don't know if this is really what's going to make it. I said, if you're telling me that I can draft all of Israel, I said, we don't have a chance but to fight this guy, we're going to fight him. But if you're telling me that I'm going to take only 10,000 people from those two tribes, I don't know if I can make it. And therefore, he's asking his wife, Devorah, to come along with him. And again, the question is, why does he want Devorah to come along with him? She cannot help. She doesn't fight. I mean, maybe she has a zechut, but this is nothing to do chasing the people. So what zechut is this that your wife is coming along with you? She can't do anything. She doesn't know how to shoot an arrow. She doesn't know how to use a sword. She's not allowed, says the Gemara, to use a sword or an arrow anyway. And he's threatening her, and he's telling her, if you don't come along with me, I'm not going. He says, what do you mean, what do you need me for? Other than that, she's telling him, listen, I want you to know that if I'm going to go, you're not going to have any respect. Everybody's going to say, a lady. Says, a lady. So you don't threaten me that I don't need any respect. I'm just afraid I'm not going to make it. So she said, I'm going to come with you, but you know, I'm going to win it. If I'm going to win it, it's going to say, you want it. It says, no, I want it. So once again, the question is, what is it? It's all big deal. She won it. So she won it. So who cares that she won it? And then this is Vatasha Dvorah that she's going to sing. This is the next chapter, chapter 5. This is one of the longest, I mean, maybe the longest song ever in the Tanakh, in the Bible, maybe. It's not exactly the longest, but the Tanakh maybe also sang something a little bit longer. But this is just the conclusion of David HaMelech's wars. Here is a lady that she's going to sing something. This is even longer than Az Yashir. This is, the Gemara said, there are 10 songs in the Bible, in the Tanakh, and this is one of them. And she has this whole she's singing. So actually she was a prophet, and she was a judge as well, but to sing such a song, and in the song she says certain things that really it's not nice, the Gemara said. She's losing her prophecy because she's praising herself. So-called Chas Shalom, she's being proud of herself. She has so much pride, and she's putting down her husband. Says, look at you, you didn't want to go. What is really behind it? The end of the story, the way it says in Navi, this is really what Mephashim said, it's that the hero over here is Yael. With all the respect, this guy Sisra, of course he was by himself already, but he was the guy, the way the Gemara in the Midrash says, he was like a half a giant. He was very strong. The Midrash describes him as a person that used to rule the animals on the street. As the animals used to see him on the street walking, they used to freeze. As he used to go and dip himself, take like a little bath in the river Kishon, and he used to come out, he had a beard. Like Beladin, something like this. He had a tremendous beard. And his beard was so thick that fish used to come out with a beard. It says it was not one or two fish. The Gemara said it was a lot of fish caught in his beard. It was like an animal. Like an animal, a very thick beard. And it used to be like a net. It says when he went to dip himself in the river, it says first of all the river used to go all the way up. And a lot of people, whoever was on the shore was washed into the water. It says, finally when he came out, that's the Midrash. Finally when he came out, it says he had fish for supper, a lot of fish, not only for himself. Whoever wanted to join the meal, it says he just had to go to his beard and pick a fish. It says, people on the street used to scare when they saw this guy. It says he used to scream, the Midrash said he used to scream, when they, the people and animals, when they heard his talking, his screaming, froze. So it was something very, very strong. He said, the Midrash says, don't underestimate, it's not just chief of staff. He was very, very great and big and a hero. I said that the hero of this whole story, really, that we think, you know, that this is the Vora, this is Barak, but at the end it's not, it's the lady. It's the lady, of course, it means it's not a big deal, maybe. But he came to her tent and she gave him to drink some milk and eventually she killed him. And the Vora in her song, next chapter, praises her. And the Vora says, that's the lady, really, that saves us. And she saved us, and all the respect supposed to come to that lady, Yael. Gemara says that she was a holy lady, Yael. She didn't want to use a sword to kill him, or something, what we call an ammunition, because the lady should not wear those things. She should not use a sword to kill. Metamizel said that the lady should not be a soldier. So this is really, unless it's something that she's being attacked. But to draft ladies to the army, so Metamizel said the lady should not wear a gun or a sword because this is a man's clothing, not a lady. A lady maybe can be a secretary or something else she can be, but she cannot wear a gun or a sword. So the school of Ilbash gave it to Isha, or Ilbash Isha gave it. The lady is not allowed to wear this. The Gemara freezes Yael that she's going to kill him. She has a knife in the kitchen for sure. And she can just stick a knife in his head. Instead, the David describes her that she's going to take a piece of metal that's being used to bang in the ground to hold the tent. And she pulls it from the ground, and this is holding the tent. And that piece of metal, wood and metal together, she stuck it in his head and he died. The Gemara freezes her. And the Gemara says that Yael is a very holy lady. She didn't even want to use a sword to kill her. This is one of the reasons that they say that she is standing at the opening of the tent and she calls Barak and she tells him, come see the guy. Come see the guy that you're looking for. It's not just to see the guy that you're looking for. Come see that he's dead the way I killed him. And says he goes and he sees this piece of metal and wood stuck in his head. And they died. So of course, simple explanation is just a story. It's a repetition to tell you that Barak saw this guy dead with that piece in his head. Now he says what's really behind the whole story. That this girl, Devorah, really is the second time in the universe, maybe third time in the universe. This is the time before she was Tzipporah, the wife of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the time before she lived in Dor HaMabul. And in Dor HaMabul, when those angels came down, and one of the angels wanted to marry her, and she said, I'll marry you if you lend me your wings, and I would like to take a flight. To take a tour around the universe, so just lend me your wings, and after I'll go around the universe, I'll come down and I'll marry you. And the Medrash says, Ari, that she took the wings, and she flew up to Shomayim, and she never came back, as a person. She went all the way up to Kisei HaKavod with the wings of an angel, and that angel has no more wings, and therefore he was not able ever to come back to Shomayim. He still hung, the Medrash says, between earth and sky, between Shamayim and Baaretz, and that lady went up to Shamayim. This was Moshe's wife, her name was Tzipporah, from the word Tzipporah, bird, that she flew. And she flew up to Shamayim. Says Dari that eventually, one time she came back as human being, as the wife of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the second time she's coming back is the Devorah Nevi'a. This is the first time, says Dari, that you find a lady really doing a tremendous job as a prophet. Of course, Miriam was in Eviah as well. But to take control, says the lady. Says the lady is becoming a judge and a prophet. And other than that, she is sitting under a date tree. So you don't have to tell me what she's sitting under a date tree. So the Gemara says, Chachamim said that she's sitting under a date tree, not to have a hood, that the lady should not be in the same room with a man. So in order for her to judge everybody, she's sitting under a tree. I said, yeah, but she's sitting under a date tree. says, why do you have to learn that she's sitting on the date tree? Other than that, the Navi says, the Midrash says that she was very, very rich, that she had a lot of orchards. Besides what her husband had, she had a private account, and she was tremendously rich, very rich. Says, Arinda, this is just to tell you the secret behind this. It says, this guy, Sisra, says Ari, the Gemara describes him as the most filthiest person. Now, something that really should not be discussed, the Gemara says, about this guy. He had no manners, he had dirty mind, his head was just for doing bad things. He says, you cannot win this guy. It's impossible to win this guy. It says that the Midrash is going to, the Navi describes it, and then the Midrash describes it as well, how big his army was, and how strong he was, and how everybody was afraid of him. And now you have to put this guy down, and his army. And this is something almost impossible. Especially Am Yisrael, that in that time, they were ruled underneath the regime of Yavin Melech Hatzor, this is his boss of Sisra. It's almost impossible to win him. He says, how can you win this guy? Not only that, the Navi says, that the Gemara explained that Am Yisrael was scared just from the 900 chariots that he had. And those 900 chariots is not 900 chariots, it means 900 carriages. It, the Gemara said, this is 900 chariots, it means 900 big officers. He says, but underneath those officers, there's hundreds of thousands of people. And here you have to go and win this guy. I say, you can win this guy. It's impossible to win this guy. I mean, you have to pray that this guy will die from a heart attack. But you can't just go and attack him. It's impossible. He says, yes, I tell you how is it possible? He says, this lady, Zevorah, that she was originally that girl, Edom Mabul, that was very, very pure. And when that angel wanted to marry her, she came back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she flew to Kisei HaKavod. She said, I'm not coming down. I'm not marrying this guy because this guy doesn't want to marry me for marriage. He just wants to do a thing with me. And I'm not going to go up, back downstairs, and stay with this guy and be married to him. He said, that Sisra is something like a giant, that something that has some roots to the original giants that came from Shamayim, those angels that came down to earth and married ladies, and eventually giants grew up from them. That guy Sisra is such a strong person, the description, it just sounds unbelievable. And the reason for his power, for his strength, is he comes from those roots of those giants that came down. And to find those giants, says that if you can't fight them physically, you're going to have help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you. And so this is what he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did help, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu scared Sisra, and Sisra saw like a sword is chasing him, and this made him coming off his carriage and run to the tent of Yael. He says, there are two ladies, says Dari over here, that they're really winning the war. And this is really what Devorah tells her husband, listen, you don't understand. It's not something that I mind. But, you know, I know my power. My power is I'm that lady that went up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Dora Mabul. Besides me, was almost nobody else was saved. Everybody died besides, of course, Noah and his immediate family. Everybody else died. It says, I am the only lady that was really saved from the universe, besides, of course, Noah's wife and Noah's daughter-in-law. But besides, all the ladies died and all the men died. It says, of course, my name is Devorah and I'm the judge. It says, a lady cannot be a judge. Of course a lady cannot be a judge. I'm talking about a lady over here, says Dari. We're talking about a lady that really is an angel. This is a lady that became an angel and stayed upstairs, never died, and she's next to Kisei HaKavod. Not only that, he says that this is in Chodesh Elul we had one of the horoscope of Chodesh Elul is a virgin. He says that virgin is this girl. And he says this is why this lady Zevorah, she's really married to this guy Barak, but she's living in between Beit Tel and Aramah. She lives by herself, and her husband is in Kadesh. He's in someplace else. He says, excuse me, why don't you live with your husband? He says, no, I'm a judge, I'm by myself. I'm a prophet. I have to be a prophet. I have to live by myself. No, that's not the idea. The idea is because she's really an angel. This is, she came here to the universe the second time now, and the third time, I mean, after Tzipora, this is the third time.
says, here I am, and I'm going to show you something. I'm going to become a judge. And Amisrael is going to accept him to be a judge. He says, it's impossible. A lady cannot be a judge. He says, well, she's inside a date tree. The date tree says, it's a sign of purity and holiness. He says, she's able to do something for you. And she calls up her husband and says, let me tell you something. You can do something. He says, well, I cannot do it. He says, if you come with me. He says, my power is really your power. I'm nothing. I'm an Amare. He says, it was not just by accident that our husband is a nothing. He says, no, you don't understand. Her life, the whole life is Eshet Lapido. The whole life she knows that the whole life is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, she became, in horoscope, it's called Betula. And therefore, and in her song, next week's parasha, she says, the stars in Shamayim are fighting against Sisra. She says that she's saying in the song that the stars are fighting. She says, what do you mean stars are fighting? Since when stars are fighting? She says, since she became a star, when she flew up to Shemayim, says Zari in time of the Ramabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made her like a star. This is the horoscope of the Virgin that shines in the month of Elul. She says, that she is singing, she is saying that really the help that we got straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem scared him. It says, why did Hashem scare him? It says, Hashem scared him because of her. Because this is her privilege, because she was so pure in the time of generation of Amabun, and she flew up to Shamayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made her as a group of stars. It says, that this is the power that Amisrael accepted as a judge and as a prophet. Something that was never, ever done or will be done in the future. It says, a lady is not allowed to be. It says, yes, a lady could be. It says, that lady that flew up to Kadosh Baruch Hu and she borrowed the wings of those angels, she was able to get the permission of Kadosh Baruch Hu to stay up there because of her holiness and purity. It says, that lady, when she comes back down here, it says, she became the one Leviyah. It says, this is why Am Yisrael loved her so much. They didn't know exactly why. Maybe some of them did know, but that was her power. She tells the husband, I think you should go and you should fight, not me. She says, that's what she means. She doesn't mean that you're not going to have a respect. I will have a respect. She says, you don't understand. If I'm going with you to the war, it means they're going to say, again, the lady won. She says, what do you mean the lady? That's the same lady that flew up to Shamayim in time of the Hamabul. Of course she won. And she says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I should call you, that you should prove that you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You take 10,000 people, and you take 10,000 people, not the strongest ones, you take the ones that have a spiritual zuchut. Again, Naphtali served his father, and Zvulun helped and served his brother. He says, you should show Am Yisrael that this is how you win this guy, that his name is Sisra. He said, no, I'm scared. She tells him, listen, I'll go along with you, but again, you defeat the purpose. The purpose is that you as a man should show that you have a belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you came in the world. I'll go along with you. It's going to be really my zechut. Not only my zechut, but she said it. She meant as well Ya'el. That the real hero of her is Ya'el. Again, says Ari, that this girl Ya'el was very, very pure. And she was married to a person, his name was Heber, from Yitro. Again, says Ari, that Yitro, that this is his girl, was Tzipora, and Yitro himself, the Gemara said, was very pure. It says, this is what the Torah tells them, Mr. Baraka. It says, I don't think I should go, or neither that Yael should help you. This is your job to go and win the war and kill this guy. And again, this war was finished and was able to take off this yoke of this Yavin Melech Hatzor and Sisra just because of those two ladies. That's what he says, that you have to understand that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to teach us. It's not the story that the lady was judging and the lady was running. It says that the power that overcame this guy Sisra was the purity of his wife and the purity of Yael Eshtaveni. And that's what she calls a barak. And she tells me, see this guy. He says, listen, I didn't even use a sword or any metal thing that might be sound like ammunition, might be sound like something I was wearing, a man's clothing. So I used to kill him with a piece of metal that really is being used to hold the tent to the ground. So anyway, this is the land was quiet for 40 years because they won the war in such a case that this was the war of purity of Devorah against this person, his name is Sisera. He says, this is what Shmuel Navi tried to educate us. The Am Yisrael was very bad, and Am Yisrael did not listen. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu brought this guy, and he ruled Am Yisrael, and they suffered so much, and they were scared of him, and you can't win the war against him. It's impossible to win. He says, you win the war against him, this is the lady, this is the chut of this lady, the Kadosh Baruch Hu brought this, back this neshama to show us, to teach us. He says, this is something to prevent from Mabul to come. And says, Am Yisrael sinned. Again, they married the Goyot and the worship of Avodah Zarah. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent a neshama. That neshama is that girl that flew to Shamayim mitam Dor Mabul, and that girl becomes the Devorah, and she is able to judge and to rule Am Yisrael and take all Am Yisrael to a war that trusts her. It says, the trust her with 10,000 people. It says, listen, I'm not hiring soldiers because of strength. I'm not hiring soldiers because of the mitzvot, what they do. And those 10,000 people are going to fight hundreds of thousands of soldiers. It says, this is going to win the war. It says, Sazari, this is one of the ways. You have to have one person, Sazari, that he should be the leader, and his leadership is going to win the war, something that's unbelievable, and something that's impossible to win. Barak was a Marek. Barak was a nothing. And he was very humble, but still he did not believe his own wife that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to prove. He really was not at that level to prove it. Therefore he asked his wife, please come along, I know you, and I know you Zuhut, this is you Zuhut, and this is Sazari. This is what she understood as well, that this is the job in life, this is really the goal in life. So she was sitting down, and the Navi says, she used to make wicks for Beit HaMikdash. This is all day long she used to make wicks. Mara said, the Beto says she knew how to make the wicks very well. Again, says Arid, the menorah is a symbol of purity, of course, Shem Ezaizach, menorah Torah. The menorah is called pure in the Torah. Again, just to show you, this is a way to win an enemy. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you out. This is a special power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to the pure people to overcome the enemies. And again, says Arid, this is really what it means, the stars as well. It says, because that lady was very pure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the stars as well to help her. So the Gemara, what it means is like this, that the horoscope at the time, Sisera saw in the horoscope, that he is going to win the war, not only that, at the last moment he saw in the horoscope that he might get killed. He saw in the horoscope some blood. And he decided he's not going to go to the war. And all of a sudden the stars changed positions, and the stars tempted him to go to the war. Again, says Dari, this is the power of this girl, the war. And this is what she had, this is the root of singing, says Dari. That she's singing, and this is one of the longest songs in the Bible. Again, it's not Devorah, it's Devorah. Devorah is that first lady that flew up to Shamayim and became a star in Shamayim, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu paid us and her back by helping us winning the enemy. So this is called Mazal Elul. This is that lady is the horoscope of Elul. Elul, of course, we all know that the Meir Tzuchot V'Adinim, it means this is the month preparation for Rosh Hashanah. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, on purpose, he made this horoscope, it's called the Virgin for Elul. So this is the lady, this is the girl. He says, the girl saved herself, not only saved herself, says Zari, she saved Am Yisrael for 40 years, Am Yisrael had peace, because of that purity and the holiness of that lady, together with the lady. I'm sorry. Oh, what's for this? Oh, yeah. Thank you. Amen.